KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 13 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Officials of the Creston Police Department report today that two Creston men were arrested over the past few days on drug and weapons-related charges. Both arrests were the result of search warrants executed on residences in Creston. Authorities say Sunday night, 44-year-old John Neely, a resident of 511 South Pine Street, was arrested with the assistance of Union County Sheriff's Deputy. He was taken into custody on two felony charges, dominion or control of a firearm by a felon, a Class D felony, and possession of a controlled substance with the intent to sell or manufacture methamphetamine under 5 grams, a Class C felony. Neely was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And at around 7:30 a.m. last Friday, 47-year-old Wesley Tolley was arrested by Creston police at 314 North Division Street in Creston, again with the assistance of sheriff's deputies, on felony charges of dominion or control of a firearm by a felon and possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver under 5 grams. He was being held in the Union County Jail on a $15,000 bond associated with the felony charges and on two warrants. One from Adair County for failing to appear on an original charge of possession of a controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, for which there is a $5,000 bond. The other warrant was out of Madison County for violation of parole, for which there is no bond. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports this morning 25-year-old Keenan Ivory Aldrich, a Native American male about 5 feet 11 inches tall, weighing 188 pounds, failed to report to his workplace while under the supervision of the Sioux City Residential Treatment Facility earlier this morning. Aldrich, who was admitted to the work release facility on January 6th, had previously been convicted of willful injury causing serious injury and other crimes in Woodbury County. Well, you can see his picture in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Anyone with information about the whereabouts of Keenan Aldrich should contact their local police department. Warren Varley, a Democrat from Adair County, who is a farmer and attorney, announced today that he's running for the Iowa Senate in District 10, which covers all of Adair and Guthrie counties, most of Dallas County, four townships in northeastern Cass County, and Union Township in Polk County, including Polk City. The seat is currently held by Republican Jake Chapman from Adel. In a statement announcing his bid for the district Senate seat, Varley says he's running because we need new leadership at the Capitol. He said also, instead of focusing on political games and partisan bickering, we need a new state senator who will work to revitalize all parts of Dallas, Guthrie, Adair, and Cass counties. He said he's committed to helping create good jobs, expanding access to affordable health care, and improving education and opportunities in our small towns and rural areas. Varley's campaign says he has more than 25 years of experience as a Main Street business owner in Stewart. He's a leader in rural economic development across the district and was elected president of Midwest Partnership and Stewart Enterprise for Economic Development. Varley has also been active in numerous community organizations, including Project Restore Foundation, the Stewart Library Foundation, Adair County Farm Bureau, and Adair County Memorial Hospital Board. He says if elected, he'll work to ensure that farmers and other rural Iowans are part of the discussions about improving water quality and natural resources. He'll work to expand access to broadband, high-speed internet service, increasing the state's investment in public K-12 schools so that more school districts are not forced to close and consolidate, and expand access to affordable health care and mental health care. Well, a program created by the Iowa legislature in 2004 requires 0.5% of the gambling tax revenue from the state to go to 84 counties which don't have a casino. Iowa Gaming Association President Wes Ericke says the idea was to spread the wealth.
Making sure that all of the non-casino counties would also have a source of funding, and they established the Qualified Community County Foundations.
Ericke gave a report on the 15 years of the County Endowment Fund last week to the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission.
There's been 28,581 grants with $107 million provided, which has been extraordinary in each of these respective counties.
He says the program allows those counties to create grants based on their own needs.
They all have their own separate board of directors to decide the criteria. They each received last year $135,000 approximately. They could, which 25% goes into a permanent endowment. And over those 15 years, that has grown extensively.
And you can find out more about the endowment funds in your county at www.iowacommunityfoundations.org. A judge has ordered a competency evaluation for a 71-year-old man accused of stabbing to death his wife in the Story County community of Ziering. Gary Pillman already has pleaded not guilty to a charge of first-degree murder. Investigators say Pillman killed his wife after an argument in which she told him she was leaving him. Her body was found November 13th outside the Pillman's home. Court records say Gary Pillman's attorney requested the evaluation last week, and a judge granted it on Friday. An Iowa man is facing an attempted murder charge after he fired shots into an occupied apartment and hit a dog in the crossfire. Des Moines police say the 21-year-old gunman missed his intended target, a 19-year-old man, in the shooting. The dog was taken to an emergency veteran hospital but wasn't expected to survive. The gunfire was reported shortly after 5 a.m. Sunday at an apartment complex in Des Moines. The suspect was arrested after a short foot pursuit. Witnesses told police the suspect and the 19-year-old had an argument prior to the shooting. A former professional football player has been sentenced for being drunk and armed with a handgun at a county supervisors meeting in Iowa. 63-year-old Mike Stensrud was sentenced Friday to 2 years probation and 90 years of jail time, but 88 days were suspended. Stensrud is a Winnebago County supervisor. He drank alcohol from a cup during a May 21st meeting in Forest City. Court records say a breath test showed his blood alcohol level was above the legal limit for driving. An officer found a pistol in one of Stensrud's pockets. Stensrud played at Iowa State before going pro. He retired from the NFL in 1989. In other news, the Iowa Democratic Party released updated results from last Monday's Iowa caucuses Sunday evening, giving Pete Buttigieg two more national convention delegates than Bernie Sanders. But Sanders plans to ask for a partial re-canvass of specific precincts. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price issued another public apology during a news conference late Friday afternoon.
As I've stated before, the challenges in reporting data and delays in publicizing results were categorically unacceptable. Iowa Democrats demand better of us, and quite frankly, we demand better of ourselves.
By midday on Saturday, precinct chairs and presidential campaigns had asked Iowa Democratic Party officials to review the results of 95 precincts, and by Sunday evening, the party revised results in 55 precincts. Results from another 36 precincts could not be altered, according to Price, even though there were errors in delegate calculations.
The math worksheet is actually a legal document. It's signed by the precinct chair and the precinct captains, campaign representatives in those precincts. And so we are not allowed to change that. We have to report out what is reported to us.
The chairman of the Democratic National Committee said on CNN this weekend he is as mad as hell, and there will be a conversation about the November election about whether Iowa's caucuses retain their first in the nation status. Price's response?
Listen, conversations happen every 4 years about Iowa's role in this process. Right now, we're focused on finalizing the results.
With Sanders' request for a re-canvass, it's likely the results of tomorrow's New Hampshire primary will be final before last Monday's caucus results are final in Iowa. Sanders, during an interview on CNN Sunday, said the Iowa Democratic Party exhibited extraordinary incompetence. Sanders said the situation is a disgrace to Iowans who take the caucuses seriously. The Associated Press has reviewed updated results of the Iowa caucuses provided Sunday evening by the Iowa Democratic Party and has decided that it remains unable to declare a winner based on the available information. The results, AP continues to believe, may not be fully accurate and are still subject to potential revision. Following the Iowa Democratic Party's release of the new results with 100% of precincts reporting, as we mentioned, former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by two state delegate equivalents out of 2,152 counted. That's a margin of 0.09 percentage points. However, there's still some evidence the party may not have accurately tabulated some of its results, including those released late Sunday following a series of revisions. Further, as we mentioned, Sanders' campaign was expected to ask for a re-canvass of the results. The re-canvass is not a recount per se, but a check of the vote count to ensure the results were added correctly. The AP says it will continue to monitor the race, including the results of any potential re-canvass or recount. And they've always declared the winner of the Iowa caucuses based on the number of state delegate equivalents each candidate receives. And that's because Democrats choose their overall nominee based on delegates. The AP says while the first alignment and final alignment provide insight into the process, state delegate equivalents have the most direct bearing on the metric Democrats use to pick their nominee. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.